We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, hey, welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN, the final hour for today. And for you, a lot of you, this is your final day of the week. You took Friday off. You're maybe going out of town. Maybe you're having guests over. You're cleaning the house, as I mentioned last segment, getting ready to entertain this weekend. Tomorrow, I'm hoping to have, and we will know obviously tomorrow, hoping to have someone from the Amherst Police on to talk about fireworks and what fireworks or sparklers are allowed and what ones aren't, because I'm a little confused on that. And they tweeted something out yesterday that I know wasn't meant to confuse, but confused me a little more. So I'm hoping to get the ear of someone over there at the Amherst Police and have them on tomorrow to talk fireworks, what's allowed, what's not, and if you do fire off one of those illegal fireworks, what are you facing? Because let's just say, you know, the same Joe Beamer who spent 2 hours complaining about loud noises yesterday used to fire off fireworks from the middle of my parents' street when I was in high school. And then we would go water ballooning. So, you know, those are the kind of things that that we did. But going to have that tomorrow. Hopefully going to have that discussion with someone from either the Amherst Police or a police department, a local police department tomorrow. So look forward to that as we get ready for the weekend. And you're getting ready for your favorite American outfit. Do you have a red, white, and blue outfit that you wear on July 4th to the barbecue? Are you getting ready to cook some hot dogs, some hamburgers? You know, we always talk about the hot dogs and hamburgers, you know, the stuff you throw on the grill. But what about the sides? What's a good summer barbecue side? That's something we're going to talk about tomorrow as well, because I want to know. We always talk hot dogs, hamburgers, maybe, brats are thrown in there as well. But what about the sides that go with all that? French fries. That was always a thing at my parents' house. French fries. But you can't really, I mean, that's something you have to go inside. That's, you know, an oven or air fryer thing. What kind of sides go on the grill? You got the hot dogs, the hamburgers, maybe some brats. And now I've got a side that I can also throw on the grill. And what kind of grill? Are you a propane or a charcoal grill? Nothing tastes as good as something from a charcoal grill. I'm just saying. So, you know, just stuff to look forward to tomorrow here on WBEN. But we are talking about college and your regrets, what you would do differently if you could do it all over again, and what your advice would be to those looking to go to school. Would you encourage community college for 2 years to, number one, cut down on costs, but also you can think of what degree you want to get that bachelor's degree in, you know, what field you want to get that in, or maybe you realize, oh, what I want to do, I only need this associate's degree. I don't need to waste the money on two more years of college. So taking those calls at 803-0930, star 930. And that brought me to the top 10 biggest regrets of college students. And it's from the people over at Career Addict. So it must be a reputable website. Number 10, and this is the one that I've seen on the text board during the break. A lot of you said this. I can't believe it's number 10. I thought this would be number 1. The number 10 regret of people after going to college, choosing the wrong major. And that's the one we've taken a call on. We've also seen on the text board. Number 9 is not making the most of what the campus has to offer. And I'll say, you know what? I kind of agree with that. You know, I had my group of friends. I had, we had our places that we would hang out, we would go to, but didn't take advantage of all that Madai has. Now, Madai has a very small campus, but I probably could have done more, right? I mean, I was involved with the radio station, with student government, but I didn't really take part in, like, if there were weekend activities happening at the school, you probably wouldn't see Joe Beamer there, especially during college football season. Number 8, now this one. I would be very interested if someone calls in with this one as one of their regrets. But the number 8 regret of college graduates not being single while in college. No one's texted that one in yet. But you know what? You do hear that from people. You know, we were dating for, 3 years of college. Then we broke up. I wish I hadn't spent most of my college dating this person. Not being single is a top regret for those who have graduated. Number 7, not having traveled more. Number 6, not studying harder. You know, if I was honest with myself, I probably could have studied better. Not making friends, maintaining friends. That's a big one, because if you think about it, I mean, for me, most of the people that I'm still in touch with now, I would say I'm more in touch with people now from college than any other time, right? College and obviously friends I've made here at work compared to any other time. So that is a top regret. Number 3, one we've talked about a lot, and another one that we're seeing a lot on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board at 803-0930, not managing student loans. Citizens Bank has found that 77% of former college students regret not having better managed their student loan debt as much as they would have liked to. And that is number 3 on the list of top regrets of college graduates. What's yours? 803-0930, star 930. What would you have liked to done differently if you could go back? Or, you know, what are you glad you did in college? And when you're looking for a job, what is your advice to the younger generation who might be out there looking to start a career path? Is it what's important? What's the most important? Obviously, making money is important, right? The whole point of going to school, getting a job, is so you can be financially secure, right? And have money. But is money more important than enjoying your job? And I've talked about this a lot. You've heard it, and I know you're sick of me saying it. But, you know, I left radio and went to work retail. And nothing against the people. I worked with some great people. I hated the job. I did. I was miserable every day working that job. You know, I can't say that now. I mean, this is not like a job to me. This is a dream come true. I get to talk into a mic. I get to work with some awesome people. I get to talk with one of the best audiences, if not the best audience in the country. So I think you have to enjoy, especially if this is something you want to do 30, 40 years, you got to enjoy it. Obviously, the money's important. Or are you of the mindset, you know what, I'll struggle 8-9 hours a day to make as much money as I can. Like I always say, you know, I've worked two jobs since I was 20. So for the last 13 years, I've worked two jobs. I have no problem with that, right? If I want more money, I'll go out and make it. But I do think for me, it's important that my main job, this job here, that I enjoy myself. But I think there are people out there who would say, I'll be miserable for 8-10 hours, but I want to make the max money possible. Wait, I can make that much money doing this job? Fine. I'll put up with it because it's important to have that lifestyle that comes with that job. 803-0930, star 930. Eric is in Hamburg. Eric, you have some college regrets?
Yeah, hi, Joe. Can you hear me okay?
You sound great.
Okay. I went to school back in the 90s, and it was a kind of more expensive school with a little bit higher tuition. And the job that I got was okay paying, but later on I had to go back to school to learn a few more things at ECC. And I paid less in the 2010s at ECC than I paid in the school I went to. And let me tell you, the teachers at ECC, 10 times better than what I got at the really expensive school where all they really wanted to do was do research. And we were kind of like, we helped them pay their research bills by paying tuition.
Oh, wow.
Regret is that I didn't go to a smaller school where the teachers focus on you. That's like much less expensive, like ECC. I can't understand because I hear in the news that ECC is enrollment is like way low, and I don't understand why people don't take advantage of this treasure that we have here in this county.
Yeah, great point, Eric. You know, it's down 45% in the last decade, and I think it's because, you know, you've got people that get out of high school and like, I'm going to a four-year school, I'm going this, and I think a lot of people don't step back and consider, like you said, we have ECC right here, it can cut down your costs, and there's a lot of great resources.
It kind of, when I was in college, it kind of came with a little bit of a stigma, you know, we used to call it easy credit college, as if like only, you know, the bottom half of your class should go there. And so we're like, well, we don't want to go there because, you know, that's, you know, we want to go to the really good schools. But honestly, like, that's the dumbest decision you could make because, like, the teachers there aren't worse. They're in fact, better. They're there because they want to teach, not because they just have a PhD and don't know what else to do with it.
Exactly. Eric, great point. I appreciate the call, man.
Thanks.
Thank you. Eric in Hamburg. Great point. And as he said, you know, ECC, it's a gem, and we should be encouraging people, especially with the cost, encouraging people to go there for 2 years, you know? I think there are a lot of people out there that say, yeah, you know what? If I could do it over again, I probably would do the first 2 years at a community college. It is Thursday, June 30th. We are so close to the weekend, to the holiday weekend for many of you that started 22 minutes ago. For some of you, you're working on Friday, and I hope you will join me as I fill in for Tom Bowerly again tomorrow, 2 to 6. 5 to 6, we'll call it the WBEN happy hour, and we'll just have a little fun, I promise you that. The goal is always to have fun, even during the serious topics, right? Even when we're talking about politics and recent events, and, you know, the $1 billion on the 33, you know, obviously those are things we have to cover, we want to talk about, but it's also nice to have a little fun too, especially at the end of the week, going into a holiday weekend. So we obviously have to talk about the heavy stuff, we have to talk about the serious stuff, but it's also nice to throw a little entertainment into the shows as well. 803-0930, star 930 to get on. What are your college regrets? Do you have any? What would you do differently? How long did it take for you to pay your debt off? If 18-year-old you knew that, would you have done something differently in the 4 years of school? Would you split it up between community college and four-year school? Would you go to a different school with cost in mind? And what about those of you that went to school and got the wrong degree? You graduated, you were so excited, and then you realized, I can't do anything with this. What did you do? Did you go back to school? Did you get a master's? Did you end up just getting a job you could have gotten when you were 18, and now you have the debt of college? And what about those of you that, hey, at 18 said, I'm going to go work a job, and it was the best decision you made? Taking all those calls now. Someone said on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, ECC enrollment and other community college is down due to New York State paying for four-year schools. I'm a student now, and that this is what faculty had told me. And that makes sense. If the school is going to, if the state for some of the residents is going to pay for tuition for families that make under 125, well, then most kids are probably going to pick a four-year school, right? A four-year SUNY school instead of ECC. And that's unfortunate. Someone also said, I think the community colleges have a lot of teachers that work in business, and being that, yes, and that's another thing. A lot of teachers at the community college, that's a second job, or that's something they've worked in the field. So they have the experience as well, I think is what this texter is getting at. And I will say, Madai not being a community college, Madai being a four-year school, one of my favorite things about Madai is a lot of the communication teachers had experience in this field, right? And they also had the connections in this field. And that's why I will never say I regret going to Madai, right? Because it did get me on the path that I'm on now, and I'm very happy about that. However, I could see if I didn't get this job while I was at Madai, I'd probably be looking back saying, well, I really wish I had gone to ECC for 2 years and then transferred. But, you know, things happen for a reason, right? 803-0930, star 930 to get on. That's the phone number. It's also the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Tell me about your college regrets, what you don't regret, and if you could go back, what you would do differently. Beamer in for Bowerly. One more segment after this on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.